How are you doing, everybody? Jonathan here. And in this video, I'm going to answer a question I get very often. And that is, do I need to be a bodybuilder or a fitness cover model in order to be an effective personal trainer? So I have to tread carefully because I, number one, don't want to discourage any potential good personal trainers from entering the industry. But at the same time, I don't want to encourage current personal trainers to just think they can do whatever they want and still be able to proudly put personal trainer on their chest or on their back. So I'm gonna start off by painting some very broad strokes, and then I'll go more specific as I go along in the video. So the first thing that you have to understand is that when a client is looking to hire a trainer, they're first going to put you through the eyeball test. They will look at you to assume whether or not you are the type of trainer that can help them. Now, with that said, you have to understand that there are different types of clients with different kinds of needs. So for instance, if you were looking to become a strongman trainer, all right, strongmen don't necessarily care about their physique. They don't care about their abs. They don't care how much their shoulders are popping out or how ripped they are. They really just want to know how to negotiate these oddly shaped heavy objects such as the Atlas or the yoke. And they want to learn how to get as strong as possible and move this weight as effectively as possible. So your physical build does not have to be that of a bodybuilder or a fitness model. If, however, you are looking to train a bodybuilder or somebody that wants to be like a bodybuilder, it helps if you have that kind of physique or experience training that kind of person. So if you have never competed in a bodybuilding show and you have a client that's looking to compete in that area and you don't look the part and you don't know how to attain that, it is not beneficial for you. The good news, however, is I think a vast majority of the people that subscribe to this channel and that ask this kind of questions are looking to serve the general population who are really just looking to get healthy. And essentially that's, you know, maintaining a healthy body fat percentage and a healthy body weight. So for you guys, I would say that yes, it does matter, but it doesn't matter to the degree that you think. All right, so do you need to have 2% body fat in order to be qualified to train somebody to get from, let's say, a female 41% body fat to 25% body fat? No, but you want to be at a healthy body fat range. And moreover, you should exemplify the type of body that your client is looking to achieve. Your experiences will lend themselves to the training. So it's not just handing somebody a prescription and then doing it. It's going back and forth with your client. The dynamic of communication helps a lot. You being able to share stories about what works for you may help your client. Now, there is difference from person to person, but you want to have some kind of basis for, you know, helping your client get to this, you know, whatever goal that is. In addition, you can give a realistic idea of what it's like to maintain. Oftentimes, clients just say, oh, I want to have a six-pack abs, or I want to get to 10% body fat if it's a guy. And then I have to explain to them what it requires of them to maintain 10% body fat. What are they going to have to do? And you have to assess your lifestyle, your responsibilities, and your dedication to see if it's something that you're willing to do in order to maintain that kind of body type. And if you can't achieve that, how then can you expect your client to achieve that or have any confidence in what they're saying? I think the media nowadays is actually helping people to see that you don't need to be muscle bound in order to be in shape. Shows like American Ninja Warrior are showing people that, you know, you can be in great shape and do amazing things with your body without having to be muscle bound or without having to be, you know, completely ripped. If you look at the trainer, Chris Powell on Ultimate Fat Loss, he's a perfectly credible trainer and he's not somebody that's muscle bound. Jillian and Bob Harper on The Biggest Loser and Dovette, they're not really muscle bound. Really, they are just healthy. As long as you're maintaining healthy body fat ranges, that's the main goal. So your first assignment is to be your first client, to make sure that you're within a healthy range and to be an example for out of shape clients. They should be looking at you and saying, you know what, I wouldn't mind being in that kind of shape. And then from there, I think it'll make the sales process a lot easier. I think because you maintain a lifestyle of a healthy individual, you can better impart knowledge to your client and you'll have more credibility because your outside is just an indicator of what you do on a daily basis when you're outside of the gym. And you can continually be a work in progress. I'm not telling you that you can't train because you're not in a specific kind of shape, but you should be striving toward what you feel is the ideal for your fitness. So while you don't need to be a Jamie Eason or a Ronnie Coleman, you do need to take yourselves very seriously as fitness professionals. And you have to understand that your body is your business. So if you want to talk about brand, you should talk about what you look like, because before anybody will hire you, they will look at you. And if you're not comfortable, if you're asking these kinds of questions, perhaps there's a lack of comfort that you have with your own body. You should address that, become more fit, and then you'll be able to help more people. So I hope you found this topic helpful. Remember, if you have any comments, comment below, subscribe to this channel. If there's anything that I find in the media or any questions that I get that I think would help personal trainers, I'm always gonna put it on this channel. So subscribe to this channel. I have new videos coming up every Sunday and every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So subscribe, stay tuned, and more videos are gonna come your way. Always remember too, however, eat healthy, hydrate, drive safe. Stress levels will get rest. Don't slap anybody. Love your clients. They will love you back. I will see you all tomorrow or the next day. And you have a good one. Hey, Jonathan, I'm 30. I'm 35. I'm 40. I'm 45. Am I too old to start a career in the fitness industry as I want to become a personal trainer? Well, I chose the thumbnail that I had for a very special reason. That you have is a 70-year-old personal trainer training his 102-year-old client. Now, where he started as a personal trainer, it does not say. But there is no retirement age for personal training. There may be a shift in your target audience, but there's no retirement age. And you have to understand that you have an advantage with your age. You automatically think, oh, I don't have the body and I don't have the energy of a younger personal trainer. And it's funny because the younger personal trainers say, I don't have the experience and I don't have the maturity of the older personal trainer. So let me tell you what's so good about being an